Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
Two of the most important females in my life liked and like pomegranates. My mom loved them, and they were hard to find in East Tennessee in the 60s. And my three-year-old granddaughter is a pomegranate fool. As the days grow shorter, pomegranates appear in the market. They are such exotic fruit and look like nothing else. I love carefully picking apart the white mesh and discovering a bright red ball of lusciousness. They are messy, tart, and sweet. Originally found from Iran to northern India, they have been grown for millennia in the Middle East. Some scholars believe they were the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. Not surprisingly, due to the color of the juicy seeds, many cultures associate pomegranates with the feminine. In ancient Rome, newly wed women wore crowns woven from the leaves, and the juice was said to cure infertility. The ancient belief in the health benefits are proving true. Pomegranates might help with heart disease and even diabetes. Those of a certain age might remember Edith Hamilton's classical mythology book. Those myths were mind-blowing for me and so much better than the stories I was hearing at the First Methodist Church. Hades, the god of the underworld, wanted a wife. He kidnaps the goddess Demeter's only child, Persephone. Demeter and Dionysus are two of the gods quite appealing to us mere mortals. Demeter is the goddess of harvest and nature, and Dionysus, of course, the god of wine and revelry. What's not to love about those two? After her daughter goes missing, Demeter wanders the earth grieving, and the earth becomes cold and barren. Finally, after hearing the laments of starving people, Zeus sends an emissary down to straighten everything out. Hades agrees to let Persephone return to her mother, but slyly makes her eat a magic pomegranate seed. This trickery necessitates that Persephone return to live with Hades for 3 months. As her mother mourns, winter once again besets the earth. But without winter, how can we really appreciate the vibrancy of spring? This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rund Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.